Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Ryan Campbell.
Welcome to SpartanCast. I'm Ryan Campbell, and I'm joined today with the head men's soccer coach, Evan Sheffy. Evan was a York grad. He played for the Spartans from 2005 to 2008. Evan has a lot of individual accomplishments. He was an All-American in 2008, with also a three-time conference first team, conference all-first team, and also a three-time first team all-region. And just more recently, if I'm correct, you were just named to the top 25 players in the CAC in the conference's existence, so congratulations
Thank
on that.
Thank you very much.
And you're also a three-year captain. And now this you just finished your first year, your first full season last fall. You were became the head coach in March of 2015, and now you're in the middle of your spring season. So, Evan, thanks for joining us today.
Ryan, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So, to start out here, we'll start out when you were back in high school and looking to come play in college. As a senior in high school, why did you choose York College? Was it kind of the program, or was the determination to come, you know, you wanted to play soccer?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Actually, the first time I came on campus here was to watch Mary Washington play York, because I was getting recruited by Mary Wash at the time. So it wasn't until after my senior year in the fall season of high school that I started getting recruited here. And ultimately, when I started just to narrow down my selection for college choices, I thought York just overall offered the best package and value that I was looking for. Between the cost, at that time I was looking to major in sport management, so it was one of the few schools that had a really strong sport management program, but also offered a lot of different majors on top of that in case I decided to change, which ultimately I did end up doing. But also on the soccer side of things, just really a program that I saw was, you know, a program that was up and coming. And, you know, I wasn't guaranteed that I'd be starting or a certain amount of playing time, but, you know, I was told that if I worked hard and came in fit and was willing to compete, that I would have the opportunity to get some time early on my career. So that's ultimately what I was looking for, was that opportunity to help grow a soccer program and kind of establish a tradition, as opposed to going somewhere else that maybe was a more well-established program. Then, like I said, on top of it, the academics and the small campus feel just ended up being a great fit for me, and I loved my four-year experience here.
And it definitely worked out for you in the end, didn't it? So when it came to being recruited, were you recruited? How many schools were you recruited by, and were the size of the school different?
Yeah, I'd say there was quite a few. Most of them Division III schools, a few PSAC Division II schools, and then a few smaller, you know, lower-end Division I schools. So ultimately, again, it came down to, you know, not for me personally, not just saying, hey, I just want to go try and play Division I wanted to go somewhere where I could, you know I had the impact or the chance to make an impact and ultimately compete for conference championships and play in the NCAA tournament. And that's, you know, really what was driving me and helped me decide that York was the right choice.
Nice. And so your individual accomplishments also helped with a lot of team success while you were here. All 4 years you guys made it to the NCAA tournament, and you also had two Elite Eight appearances. What was the most enjoyable part of those runs, and what have you learned? What was the best learning experiences from your playing time? How did it kind of help carry over to coaching?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think certainly it was the team success that helped allow me to get any sort of individual accolade, along with a lot of my teammates. But while I was here, I mean, I think, you know, coming before I got here, there was only one conference championship in 1998 at York for the men's soccer program. But, you know, when we got here, there were some talented players, but it was just really a group that we knew we wanted to help take this program to the next level. So obviously other players want to come play for a winning program. We were fortunate that, you know, the Grumbacher Center and Graham Field and Kinsley Field, that was kind of in the start and in the forefront of things. And knowing that we were going to have these facilities and be supported by the college in this way, I definitely think that played a big role in getting some very good players, you know, ultimately to help choose York. But, you know, I think it was really just the chemistry that we had as a group. We, A, loved the game of soccer, and B, just loved being around each other. And that kind of, you know, we ultimately, it came down to wanting to compete. And again, you know, wanting to help play, you know, the program to play in NCAA tournaments, and, you know, to be able to look back and say, hey, we played in, you know, two Elite Eights, and, you know, while I was here, four NCAA tournaments. And then, you know, the awesome thing for me looking back is even when I graduated, the program went on to win five straight conference championships, you know, and play in the NCAA tournament for 5 years from that. So, you know, coming back as the head coach, I think for me and what I try to communicate to our guys is, you know, I feel very fortunate that I had that experience while I was here. And, you know, not every college athlete can say they had, you know, the opportunity to play in four NCAA tournaments and, you know, win conference championships and get to an Elite Eight twice. But for me, you know, I'm really working hard and, you know, trying to have the guys buy into the idea that I want the experience for them to say, hey, we were the first program in your college men's soccer history to get to a Final Four and ultimately compete for a national championship. And, you know, it certainly doesn't come easy and it's not an overnight process.
Oh, yeah.
But that for me, having gone through it as a student athlete here at York and being able to look back and still have those tight-knit relationships with a lot of my teammates, you know, and just being able to talk about those experiences still. That's what I want for, you know, the group that we have now and guys that we're looking to recruit is, you know, this is our vision for the program to help take that next step, you know, even past the Elite Eight and ultimately compete for a national championship.
And those are great goals right there. And now when we look towards the end of your playing career, when did you decide and why did you decide, you know, I want to continue after post-playing, I want to continue with coaching?
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of an interesting road. I mean, I obviously love the game of soccer. When I graduated in the spring of 2009, I actually did medical sales for about a year and a half, but I stayed involved. I coached high school and coached club. And about a year and a half in, I mean, I enjoyed the job that I had, but I knew I just had this love of coaching and being able to try and influence, you know, lives in that way. And so that's after 2 years, I got into college coaching. So I went to two different schools as an assistant for a total of 4 years before coming back here. But, you know, for me, it's just the relationships, even working here in the athletic department, but also more importantly with the guys. So, you know, with my assistant coaches and the guys that we have, it's, you know, getting to work with them and, again, helping them grow both on the field and off and working towards, you know, our vision as a program and our goals on the field as well as getting to a Final Four. So it's, you know, it was something that as soon as I graduated, I knew I loved soccer and I enjoyed, you know, the coaching aspect of it at the club level and high school level. But I think that's kind of where I really fostered my passion and came to realize that this is what I want to pursue with my career path is being able to coach at the collegiate level. And then obviously ending up back at York was just a dream for me. So yeah, to say I'm super fortunate and extremely blessed to have it all come full circle, I think is an understatement.
And you bring up this kind of transition. I'm curious, how was that transition much of a burden, or how did that transition feel, you know, from player to, you know, having all this recruit, like becoming a recruiter to an assistant coach at multiple colleges to now head coach back at your alma mater?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly from my playing days, and then like I said, the 5 years after even I graduated, so that ended up being a string of nine straight NCAA tournaments for our program. So that's, you know, a pretty lofty standard, you know, an expectation that was created. You know, I do feel very fortunate in even, you know, from my experience here at York, but getting out and going to two other programs at both Goucher and Virginia Wesleyan to learn under different coaches that had different styles and different philosophies, but, you know, being able to kind of pick things from them and having other good mentors that I've met over the last 4 to 5 years, kind of in the coaching world and even outside, to kind of, you know, pick from each of them and, you know, add into that my own philosophies and my own ideas to kind of create, you know, what I'm being able to implement here at York. So, you know, and it's kind of just a never-ending learning experience, you know, and every day I'm trying to learn new things from other coaches and even just different sports. And we do, you know, leadership meetings with our guys and just trying to continue to come up with different ideas how to make our program better to help progress.
And everything's kind of just built up to coming in a full circle, like right. You mentioned. So your first season as head coach in the fall, you guys went 9-8-2. Your first season and you made the CAC tournament. As you reflect back on this season, what were you the most pleased about with your guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think just looking at the schedule and the results, we started out kind of slow to the year, and I thought we actually played pretty well, but first nine games, we were 2-6-1 with a lot of our out-of-conference games, and then really turned things around to finish 6-2-1, ultimately in our last nine games. And I think the most, you know, important thing, and this is what I try to tell this group from this past fall, especially with the seniors, was, you know, after coming off the season in 2014, after not making the playoffs for the first time in, you know, forever, you know, and coming back and starting the season out 2-6-1 and feeling like we played pretty well and should have, you know, won a few of those games, the easy thing would have been just to say, hey, it's not going to be our year again. But, you know, those guys stuck together. They bought in, you know, and really once we got into conference play, things really turned around. And you kind of saw the togetherness of the group and the chemistry really come together. And we started to get the results, you know, that we felt we deserved. And then, you know, getting the first round bye in the playoffs, you know, into the semifinals, you know, we fell in a bit of hard luck and we played really well. We just didn't finish our chances. And, you know, I guess credit to St. Mary's, they had one shot on goal and they finished it in overtime. And so it was a harsh way and a tough way to end the season. But, you know, for me, just looking back on, and seeing this group really stick together, even after the season didn't start the way we necessarily wanted it to or had in mind that it may, you know, they really just stuck together. And it was a good group of guys that you know, and especially a good group of seniors that kind of led that way.
So now you're in the middle of your spring season. What are you telling your guys now to improve on from the fall, and what's the overall outlook for you guys this coming fall?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure, you know, like I've talked about kind of that standard and expectation that was set over the past 10 to 12 years of, you know, advancing to the NCAA tournament and winning conference championships. And, you know, the past 2 years, we haven't advanced the conference championship and we haven't advanced the NCAA tournament. So, you know, whatever we've done the past 2 years hasn't been enough. So it's really just, you know, we've talked a lot about competing in everything we do, you know, and especially this spring, we've kept track of points, you know, for every little thing we do, just so that guys know matter. The little, you know, the little details end up mattering, you know, a little bit more than, say, we maybe focused on in the fall. So focusing on the details, just competing every single day. But we talk about competing in a positive way. So I think, you know, it's kind of been a little bit more of a shift in mentality. But I think this group has done a really good job, even for the start of spring season, you know, moving forward. And the expectation, you know, for us and what we keep trying to convey as a coaching staff is the expectation and the standard is to be playing for conference championships and, you know, getting to the NCAA tournament. So, as I said before, there's a lot that goes into that, you know, and it doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, with the returning group that we have, we also have a group of 13 incoming freshmen that we're really excited about that I think, you know, they're going to add a lot to our team in the fall. So it's just, you know, focus on getting better how often we can, you know, with the limited time here of the 5 weeks in the spring. But, you know, be focused, be committed every day and, you know, take advantage of it, you know, especially leading up to tomorrow but when we have our spring play day. So.
And now is the conference in general a tough conference, the CAC? Because I know you played a couple of really good teams outside of your conference. Like I saw Lycoming in there, and actually I have a friend from back home who played for Lycoming, and I know they had a really good run to their season. So the way your schedule is set up, do you try to get that tougher competition to prepare you for the postseason, having those higher expectations?
Yeah, without a doubt. And it was something that, you know, looking back as a player, I always enjoyed is, you know, we were always told we're going to play a tough schedule. And, you know, we want guys still to this day to come to this program that they know they're going to play, you know, a very challenging out-of-conference schedule. And I think across the board, especially in the CAC, even from when I played, you know, it's gotten a lot more competitive and just, you know, game in, game out, you know, teams are a lot better. So, I mean, especially since CNU came in a few years ago, but obviously Salisbury, Mary Wash, Frostburg, and even teams like, you know, St. Mary's, who came in as a sixth seed in the playoffs last year in advance of the conference championship. So I think a lot of those teams have really progressed and just made it more competitive across the board. But, and that's something, you know, at a conference like you spoke of, you know, Lycoming, who ended up, I think, advancing to the Elite Eight this year. So we're going to play a tough and challenging out-of-conference schedule to ultimately, you know, help prepare us for the CAC schedule, which is grueling and challenging in itself. So, yeah, that's the idea, and it can tend to be a long season when you do it that way. But I just think, you know, with our mentality, we want to go out, we want to play the best teams and kind of be able to measure ourselves that way.
Evan Sheffy, thanks for joining us today on SpartanCast, and we wish you the most of luck coming this fall.
Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!